On this day, 10 years ago, four Oakland police officers were killed in a deadly standoff that started with a routine traffic stop. At that time, it was the deadliest attack on law enforcement since September 11th. For a look back, we're joined now live by KCBS reporters Holly Kwan and Doug Sovereign. So how do you guys remember this?
Very sadly. It's relatively vivid. 10 years. I'm surprised. I didn't realize it had been It's been
That's
10 years.
I know, right?
But,
I'm surprised.
2009. I guess it was the Lavelle Mixon shooting. Four officers. It was a terrible and very intense day in Oakland. Being out there, we had multiple reporters on that scene. It was spread around, and it was a terrible situation. And for people who don't remember it, it was a routine traffic stop on MacArthur Boulevard in East Oakland, and of a man, Lavelle Mixon, who turned out to be in violation of his parole. And when the police tried to arrest him, he opened fire and essentially executed two of them right there on the spot. And then there was a foot chase, and he hid in his sister's house a block away.
Yeah.
Well, the standoff, as I recall, was very brief because, if memory serves, and correct me if I'm wrong, Holly, he hid in his sister's house and they got a tip, but they weren't sure he was really there. So the SWAT team came, and they might have gone in prematurely, but it was a brief standoff, if any, because they just went on in, and that was the mistake, and he killed two more of them before he himself was killed by the police.
He was firing back at them. Was he in a closet? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think he was in a room and then a closet, right? They came in not really sure if he was there, believing he probably wasn't there, which is why there wasn't a very long standoff, because they didn't see a point in the standoff if he wasn't there. But he was there, and he opened fire in response as they came in.
His parole violation was for what? What were his original convictions?
He was convicted. He had a long rap sheet of all sorts of things, but what they didn't know, and this is probably what led to this, was that he actually, after the fact, they tied his DNA to a whole series of rapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed they didn't know this at the time. He thought he was being pulled over and arrested because they'd caught him on all these rapes. They were just going to send him back to jail for 6 months for his parole violation.
Right. So that's why he was, he was acting the way that he was. And he's like, I'm not
going to. And I'm not going because that'll be life in prison.
Right. How long did it take for that to come out about the rapes? And
it was a couple of months.
And in fact, if I remember correctly, the day before that, they had made that link, but these officers didn't know it yet. The lab had gotten its first report, and then the rest came out after. So over this, say, 2 months after he was killed, they discovered a whole string of rapes that they believe he was responsible for. So they didn't know that about. They didn't know just how dangerous a man they were dealing with, but he was not going to be taken back to jail.
So did anything change at OPD after this?
I think a lot of things changed. There were policy changes. They had to look at the protocol when they bring the SWAT team in there, when they're allowed to go in. I think that a lot changed, at least for the police culture, too, because so many of their officers were gunned down on that one day. I remember the day of the funeral. KCBS carried the funeral live. It was at Oracle Arena.
At Oracle Arena.
It was
huge.
Yeah. It was so sad, but it was so moving. And I think Oakland City Council, there are two hearing rooms that are named after the officers. So there's been in the last 10 years an
overpass on 580 named after them as well.
And so they left widows and children and.
Yeah. In fact, I talked a couple of months ago, right after when the Davis officer was shot, I spoke to the widow of one of the Oakland officers, Nicole Romans, and she had said, every time something like this happens, she remembers what it was like on that day, and she has to remind herself that whoever, there are other people that are going through this same experience, the suffering and the grief, and she, it's one thing to talk, and it's a club that nobody wants to belong to.
And you have to remember, this was four officers killed within an hour or two on the same day. There hadn't been that many police officers shot on the same day in decades, and not again since, until that incident in Dallas when five were killed. So it was really one of the darkest days for law enforcement in the country in a long, long time.
All right. Well, thanks you guys for coming in to remember it with us. The Oakland Police Department holding a ceremony to mark the anniversary this morning. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek is there, and will bring us more throughout the afternoon.